I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
It's 6:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here, 93, partly cloudy in Salt Lake City. KSL's top story. We're just days away from Utah's first Little League team taking part in the World Series. But one of the players from Snow Canyon is now in the hospital. He fell from a bunk bed last night. And KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe has the latest.
The team's coach, Kyle Hafen, says 12-year-old Easton Oliverson is in critical condition, but they are staying optimistic with some of the early signs he's showing. The boy fell from a bunk bed overnight while in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, and he was flown to a hospital for surgery. The Snow Canyon Little League team is the first from Utah to ever make it to the World Series. Oliverson's dad is also an assistant coach.
Coach Hafen is asking for prayers on Oliverson's behalf. KSL News Time 6:31. Demolition on the site of the old prison in Draper is expected to start in the next few months, but today, Governor Spencer Cox and former Governor Gary Herbert walked through the prison one last time. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz was there.
It's noticeably old, dark, and dungeon-like in the Draper prison that's been there for 71 years. State officials have touted the natural light in the newly built prison west of the airport as sort of a metaphor for allowing prisoners the chance to rehabilitate while incarcerated. Governor Cox thanked Governor Herbert for his vision on the new site. The two say the chapel will be the only thing that doesn't get demolished.
Construction on Draper's new development called The Point is slated for 2026. The majority of all suicides in Utah involve guns. There's a new law being proposed to try and stop some of those from happening.
According to data from the Pew Research Center, suicides from firearms account for 54% of gun deaths. Utah Representative John Curtis introduced a bipartisan bill in Congress, which would create a national Do Not Sell Firearms list if passed. A few states like Utah already have this list, in which people voluntarily put their names on a database, keeping them from buying or possessing a firearm if a background check is completed. Some critics say just having a policy doesn't mean it will be effectively implemented or be successful. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
The Justice Department's refusing to say a word about the search at Mar-a-Lago. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the DOJ says it will not release the documents used to convince a judge to order the raid last week.
The Justice Department says it's not hiding information, but cannot disclose the search warrant affidavit because it contains sensitive information about witnesses and other information that could hurt the federal investigation.
ABC's Andy Field says prosecutors fear if they reveal their witnesses now, it will prevent them from cooperating with the investigation. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Democrats will not allow Republicans to undermine Social Security funding.
Across the country today, House Democrats are sitting down with our seniors to say, hands off our Social Security.
Pelosi joined local community leaders in San Francisco to mark the 87th anniversary of Social Security. Peggy Kohler of Bluebell, Pennsylvania, is the great-grandmother of 100 kids. Number 100 is a boy named Kohler. Peggy says her youth was a lonely only. It inspired her to be the mom of 11 kids.
I wanted to have a big family. I think it's difficult being an only child. It's lonely.
She says she's the grandmother of 56 children. She turns 100 years old in November. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Those kids could fill a school. Some schools across the Wasatch Front were back in class today. KSL News Radio's Allie Litzinger talked to parents in Murray who had mixed reactions.
I was at McMillan Elementary, and most children seemed happy, already playing with each other before the first bell rang. I talked to a dad that had just dropped off his kid, who told me he was excited and that he was headed right home to relax. Other parents seemed somber, seeing their child walk through the doors.
The Canyon School District also had its first day today. Alpine starts on Wednesday. Students in Eisenhower Junior High will have to put their phones on silent, put them in their backpacks for the entire school day. Eisenhower's banning cell phones and electronics in class, between class, and during lunch. Jeff Haney with the Granite School District tells KSL News Radio's David Dujanovic, last year they had issues with online challenges and threats sent through phones.
The TikTok challenge, the shoot up your school challenge. And it was found that a lot of the retweeting, rehashing of some of that nefarious but non-credible content was a huge disruption to the school day and was done in the midst of the school day at school.
He says if a teacher or administrator sees a phone, they'll confiscate it. Parents will have to pick it up after the final bell rings. KSL News Time 635, the Davis School District has opened five brand new centers for homeless students. The centers offer a place to shower, do laundry, and study. Next, the Davis Education Foundation plans to open a 16-bed overnight center for kids and then more daytime centers. It's estimated 1,300 Davis students are homeless. KSL News Time 635. Ricky, what's going on out there? Do we have a placid tail end to this rush hour?
We sure do. In fact, all of your Salt Lake County freeways are looking good. I-15, wide open, light traffic, no problems, north or southbound. That's from Willard Bay to Utah Lake. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And my minute of news is on the way next. Stay right here, KSL News Time, 636.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.